ध्यानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय। What subject you want to hear? What subject you want to hear? You know that there is any question? Though his sister was Subhadra, but also the daughter of Krishna, Subhadra Rohini, so many. Mukunda Priya, all the names have not written, some of them are written in epics, in Haribans or others. But we should try to know the names of Srimati Radhika Sakhi, and this is sufficient, very sufficient. Prominent Lalita Visakha Chitra Champaklata Tungubidya Indulekha Rangdevi Sudevi, prominent. Oh, it is enough to know and try to request them that their mood should come in our heart. But the process, we should know how. I'm telling something about this process. So you can very near. Oh, you're regulating?
I want everybody to hear, so I want to get the.
Acha, yes,
the
you
PI
can
system.
You can be there. Le alo controller le hamare liye. Jaise ki tum log usi mein raja, tum kya jane kya sikhega. No. Oh, you should be there, no harm. You can control and do. I don't. So you should be there. Tum log idhar maja mahila hon ke. So. You should complete and then tell, then I will begin. You should complete. So all this. अभी नहीं है, पूरा ठीक कर लो। और कुछ बाकी है? जो कहना चाहता था वो सब भूल गया। The Vedic literature is like endless ocean. Also, the books of our Goswamis are also so endless and very big like ocean. It is very hard to take the abstract of all these things. Abstract means essence of all the books, and to tell in half an hour or in an hour. Very hard. So if you are going to give some essence of all literature in one day, not in one day, in only half an hour, it is very hard. But we are going to do very quickly. In Treta Yuga, Ramachandra came and he killed Raman, and then he took Sita from there, and he was again king in Ayodhya. Oh, all Ramayana. Like this. Understand? In this. This is essence of Ramayana. So I think the essence of all the epics, all Ved Upanishad, everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he teaches Shikshastra. In Shikshastra, everything is there. Complete. More than Vedas. It is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, everything. You know Rupa Goswami? He took the essence of all. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired everything in the heart of Rupa Goswami very quickly in Prayag. And he told that I'm giving some little things, very essence of all. And he inspired in his heart whole Srimad Bhagavatam, and which had not been given in Srimad Bhagavat, the moods of Radhika. What is love, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. And their symptoms. He inspired in Rupa Goswami's heart and told that Gopi Prem is object of all love and is his topmost love. And to serve Gopi, it should be utmost, topmost goal or of our devotion or bhakti. How it can be achieved? So first we should make our object of life or object of our devotion what we want, and then we should have a knowledge of our practices how we can gain. If you have no goal of life, no object, nothing, then how we can fix our path to go there? If you want to make money, you'll have to make any factory from where money can come easily, or you can be a lawyer in court, always telling lies, defending lies, making money. Or if any rich person is going on anywhere with so much money, You can murder him and very easily you can make money. There are so many things. So object first should be made. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this world and he told that there are three things. Sambandha, Abhidheya and Priyojan. Relation with Krishna and how to have Krishna Prem, Gopi Prem. What are the process? And what is Krishna Prem, Gopi Prem? Three things. So our object is the love and affection which is in the hearts of gopis, especially in Radha's Sakhi. So this is our goal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. How we can achieve this? Rupa Goswami has made some process. How? Adau Saddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Tato Anartha Nibritti, Tato Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and after that frame. In this world, up to only Rati or Mood Bhav. No frame in this world. And one cannot achieve it in very quickly in one birth or two or three or four. Only by the special mercy, causeless mercy of Krishna and his associate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his. Any can realize this. So, we should know what is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? What is Shraddha? Meaning?
Shraddha, the word Shraddha means the unwavering conviction that simply by rendering devotional service to Krishna, then everything is automatically achieved, all obligations, all responsibilities are automatically achieved, there's no need to do anything else but to serve Krishna.
So there is not any binding that only living in ISKCON, that very small area, are only devotees and they can achieve Shraddha. Any fire in this world is fair. We can attend this Shraddha. And Swamiji came only to give this Shraddha, the seed of bhakti to all. Without caste, creed, anything. Even to those who were taking whips, taking so much wine, so much intoxication, sense gratification, for them he came in Western countries. And he established ISKCON. Non-different from Swamiji, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur or Rupa Goswami. In the same line, same thing, nothing new. He came new in this Western country to spread that same message, to propagate. But same thing, which has Rupa Goswami has told. So Adav Shraddha. What is Shraddha? He told that if we have a firm belief, a strong belief in our Gurudev, that by doing Krishna Bhakti, my life will be successful forever. By chanting, remembering, meditating Krishna pastimes in mind, chanting by our tongue, and activities in the house by this bodily. So, from Shraddha, again Sadhu Sangha will be born. Associating with any high class of Vaishnava. Then it will come, you will know that I must take initiation from any bona fide Gurudev. And if you are not doing so, we are depriving, going to be deprived from Bhakti. So must I should take any initiation with bona fide Gurudev. And the symptom of bona fide Gurudev has been told in all epics, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmad Gurum Prapadeta Jigyasu Seya Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanyupa Samasa. What is rule and regulation? Only rule, and this has two sections. First, Vidhi and Nished. What is rule? Always to remember Krishna. This is only rule. Nothing else. Don't go to control any devotee. Never. Swamiji has not controlled anything. Or any Rupa Goswami has not. And he told that you should never forget Krishna. These are the root. Root. Only that. In any way, we can adopt anything which is favorable for bhakti. And we should see that what is not favorable for bhakti, we should try to give up. To have Krishna prem, gopi prem, if we think that Rukmini, worship of Rukmini and remembering of Rukmini is not favorable, quickly giving up. No harm. This should be our aim and object. Then initiation and serving Gurudev, who is for us so bona fide. There are three symptoms of Gurudev. One is
internal
and two are external. To know all the shastras and to remove all kinds of doubts. But this is external. To be detached from all worldly desires, sense gratification. But it must be, but it is also external. And what is internal? Some realization of Krishna prema. If other two, external two are already, but not internal, we should not accept him as a guru. But if internal is there and something lacking in external, no harm, we can adopt him. It will be separate. Understanding? Okay? You are? You? So?
If internal is there,
then? If something lacking in Shastra,
yeah,
reading,
no harm.
He is Pakka Guru. And it is absurd that if anyone has some realization of Krishna prem, but he has no Shastra Gyan. Absurd. Shastra Gyan will run, follow him. What he will do, it is Shastra. No? Like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He can gallop any rules and regulations. He can take some Mahaprasad, anything. And he can tell, oh, Krishna, you should take. Understand what I am telling?
Yeah.
What?
Means that he can do things which are not ordinarily according to rules and regulations.
Yeah.
But he's beyond.
So he can take what? Anything. A mango, very sweet mango. And he will test it. Oh, very sweet. Oh, Krishna, you can take it. No harm. No harm there. But for us, it is very
dangerous,
very offensive. If I am taking garland in my neck and I will give it to my Gurudev or any bona fide Vaishnava, then it is offense. But I think that ISKCON leaders now not knowing yet. They can give a third class, any Kanishtha Adhikari's garland to me. Oh, and I will become so happy. So no harm. I will be very pleased. Oh, very good. Very tasteful. So, that should also be this second in external. He should be detached from all gratification. surely he should be. If he has some realization for Krishna Prema, automatically the two external are there. But if anything lacking, no harm, he can gallop so much. Like Sri Dham Subal used to give so many sweet things, first taking and then to Krishna. And sometimes Sri Dham may tell that, "I am so much tired, Krishna, what should I do?" Then Krishna will tell, "Oh, I am coming and messaging you." No harm. So, Guru should be like that. He should not fall down. A Guru never falls down. Never, never, never. So-called imitators. Imitators. Okay. Always falling. They are nothing to follow. To fall down. But we see that he has fallen. But Guru knows that he has always fallen down and he is now going to fall down. Understand what I'm saying?
He is always falling down.
Yeah.
He has never been Guru.
Yeah.
He was down from the beginning.
Yeah. But Kanishtha Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari see that, he is now fallen down. He was at first
bona fide,
but now he has. So this is not fair. Guru is always bona fide. And especially the associates which Krishna sends them, go and give Harinam and help others. He never, like Haridas Thakur, no question of falling down, never. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, any of our acharyas, nothing to fall down. So you should test them and then be initiated. Swamiji will never fall down. And any disciple will never fall down. Never, never, never. So whom he has accepted. But to whom he has accepted, this is question. Those who are truly following him, always have so much love and honor for all, then he is like that. Then initiation and serving Gurudev. Vishambhena Gurau Seva. Have you heard? Vishambhena Gurau Seva. What is meaning?
With intimacy and affection.
How? How is? I am very bosom friend, life, myself, son. We have served our Gurudev, always being on his court, okay? And messaging him, giving water, doing all services with that is my lovely father like, with a relation. Sometimes we used to gallop rules and regulations also. So many times. I used to always sit before him on this same level of chair. We should not do like this. But I used always to help him, to serve him. No harm. But generally we should not do. And doing so, then all kinds of anarth will go easily. We should try to hear from that class of Guru. Those who are always practicing, like Nirag,
Sarag
and Nirag. Our Guru should be Nirag. Nirag means what? Yeah. Then we can hear all these things and keep in our heart. Then after some time our nishtha will come. What is nishtha? What is the meaning of tha? To be
fixed.
If there is no nishtha, the lamp is going on like this, like pendulum, here and there. No certainty of anything. But pen or mind, heart, and everything will be fixed, one-ended, one-pointed, that I will have to serve Krishna in this way. And if anyone comes and cuts me in pieces, lakhs and lakhs pieces, but I will not give bhakti. You know that Haridas Thakur, they wanted to cut him into pieces, but he told that I will never give up bhakti. And nowadays we see that a very beautiful girl comes and renounced order sannyasi, gave his danda, used to give his danda and everything in her leg, in her feet. Understand what I'm telling?
Giving up sannyas because affection for any beautiful girl.
And giving up Gurudev and all siddhants and everything. So there was never nishtha in them. Otherwise, if nishtha was there, they had never fallen down. So this nishtha will come. But nishtha is, what is called nishtha? What is the symptom of nishtha? You know? Symptom of nishtha? No, in one word. What? It comes from intelligence. When we know that this is good and this is bad, and we are firm, so much, and strong, that I will follow pure bhakti in one ended. But by intelligence, there is no taste, no test, but firm belief in Guru words, in the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita and devotees. Like devotees like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami. Then the books in the form of that devotee, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they will appear to us and they will tell everything, the deep meaning also. They are not only papers, Gita and Bhagavat and the books of Swami. Goswami. They are in person like Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. They can help us. You should pray. So, where we know that this is good, I shall follow with a firm belief, then it is nishtha. And if nishtha is mature, then ruchi will come, test will come. Also this ruchi has two kinds. If kirtan is going on sweet
melody
and who is singing, whose voice is so sweet, ornamented in so many raga ragini that he was playing in the car. Ha, ah, 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 re, re, ha, ha. Never ending. He cannot come to Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, if we will see, oh, attractive, oh, very pleasing. And at once we will say, take video of that. And always keeping it and busy in our house, offices and everything, and hearing all this. It will not do. Never, never, never. So, if a taste is there, in Hare Krishna Nam or in Hari, hearing Hari Katha, but with melody and so many ornamented. If anyone is reading Bhagavatam with very sweet tone and giving worldly examples and overlooking Prahlad Maharaj and Chitraketu Maharaj, Kapil Devhuti or anything, and some outside examples he is giving, and very beautiful like that, then we should not hear. But the devotees will hear. Then it is called Vastu Vaishishta Apekkhini and Vastu Vaishishta Anapekkhini. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear Hare Krishna and used to be Rupa Raghunath Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Anywhere he used to hear Hare Krishna.